Delegates, please. It's time to resume our activities. We only have a few hours for the rest of the agenda. There's a lot of work to be carried out. So I ask you, everybody, to take your seats and listen to what is going on so that we can work together as usual. Before we begin Agenda 12, the strategic planning, I would like to give the floor to the Secretariat, who has some announcements to give to the Commission. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We would like to announce the results. We have the nomination form this morning for members elected on a geographical basis, but before that, since yesterday we had no plenary session after the election, we would just like to recall the three vice chairs who were elected yesterday. So first, we go by alphabetical order: Mr. Samuel Godfroy of Canada, Mrs. Awilo Chieng Perne of Switzerland, and Mr. Sefa Dede of Ghana. So these are the three vice chairs who were elected yesterday. So we can congratulate them. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And now we would like to announce the members elected on geographical basis. So we had one per region, so no need for any vote. So we will just announce by region. So for Latin America and the Caribbean, the Jamaica is a member. For Asia, China is a member elected on geographical basis. For the nearest region, Tunisia. For the African region, Kenya. For the European region, France. For North America, Canada. And for the Southwest Pacific, Australia. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I see a flag from the United States, please.
Excuse me, just to clarify, North America.
Excuse me, my apologies to the United States of America. It's United States of America for North America. My apologies. All the others are correct. Thank you. It was nominated by Canada. So.
Thank you. That means we have full house. So we can continue with Agenda Item 12, the strategic planning of the Currax Commission. This is an agenda point that we have in the Commission every year, where we need to follow what goes on. There has been extensive discussion or going through the implementation of the strategic plan in the executive committee, and therefore I would like to advise people to look into the report of the executive committee. It starts at page 11, where you can see all the comments that was noted in the executive committee. But obviously, on top of what took place in the executive committee, we would like to offer any delegation to come with further comments in this commission that we can use as a basis for possible resolutions on how to proceed. So I would suggest that we simply look into the document for Agenda 12, CAC 11/34/12, and go into Part A of the Annex 1 of the document, and we will go quickly, I hope, through all the goals and the activities that is lined up in the document, and see if delegations can accept what has been stated in the document, or if they have additional questions or comments. If you do, please raise your flag and we will take them one by one. So, Annex 1, Goal 1, promoting sound regulatory framework, where activity number 1 is review and develop codex standards and related text for food safety. Any comments on that issue? That doesn't seem to be the case. Thank you. 1.2, review and develop codex standards and related text for food quality. One more continuing activity. Any remarks on that? No. Thank you, delegates. Activity 1.3, review and develop codex standards and related texts for food labeling and nutrition, also a continuing activity. Any comments or questions? That doesn't appear to be the case. Thank you. Number 1.4, review and develop codex standards and related texts for food inspection and certification and methods of analysis and sampling. No flags. Thank you. Then we move to page 2, activity 1.5, develop guidance for safe and food non-human antimicrobial usage for containment of resistance. Any reaction or question? That does not appear to be the case. Thank you. 1.6, explore innovative risk management frameworks. Questions or comments? No. Thank you. Activity 1.7, encourage FAO WHO to expand capacity building programs. Comments? Nope. Thank you. That means we have finished goal. No, that's not true. We have one more. Activity 1.8, publish and disseminate the Codex Alimentarius. Certainly a continuing activity, we hope. It shouldn't give rise to comments, I hope. It doesn't. Thank you. Now we have finished goal 1. Goal 2, promoting widest and consistent application of scientific principles and risk analysis. Activity 2.1, review the consistency of risk analysis principles elaborated by the relevant Codex committees. Any remarks, comments? No, doesn't appear to be the case. Thank you. 2.2, review risk analysis principles developed by relevant Codex committees. No flags. Thank you. 2.3, enhance communication among relevant Codex subsidiary bodies and the FAO WHO scientific expert bodies. Certainly an ongoing activity. No comments. Thank you. 2.4, review the set of criteria recommended to FAO and WHO for prioritizing a request from Codex for scientific advice. No comments. Thank you. 2.5, encourage countries to channel their requests for scientific advice to FAO WHO through the Commission. No comments. Thank you. 2.6, encourage FAO WHO to provide training and capacity building on risk analysis for food safety. No comments. Thank you. Then we move to goal 3, strengthening Codex work management capabilities, where activity 3.1 is review the criteria for the establishment of work priorities and procedures of the critical review carried out by the CCXEC. Any comments? No, thank you. 3.2, ensure effective standard management. No comments, thank you. 3.3, develop committee-specific decision-making and priority-setting criteria. I see no flag. Thank you. 3.4, analyze work management approaches that facilitate advancement of texts in the Codex step process. No comments. Thank you. 3.5, adopt approaches proven to facilitate advancement of texts in the Codex step procedure by subsidiary bodies not currently using such approaches. No comments. Thank you. 3.6, implement priority-ranked comprehensive accounting of all requests for scientific advice. No flags. Thank you. 3.7, evaluate the capacity of the Codex Secretariat to perform its functions effectively. No comments. Cuba, please.
Sí, gracias, señor presidente.
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
We seem to have lost the sound in the English booth. Problem with the sound, Chairman, sorry.
En relación con...
Concerning the results-based approach with a view to facilitating the endorsement of texts through the various different steps in bodies which currently do not use this results-based approach, I would like to flag that the problem is that at the current time the texts do not really provide for this results-based approach. So I wonder, therefore, whether it might be possible to provide an explanation of the procedures being initiated to try and speed up the process of approving texts. Thank you, Chairman, and the interpreter apologises for the loss of sound.
Thank you, Cuba. I give the floor to the Secretariat. Tom, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Yes, some time back we did a study on the speed of codex standard setting and reviewed that extensively in the executive committee, where each committee also reported on ways used in order to forward standards, to move standards through the step procedure. And at that point, we had discussed in the executive committee, thus completing one of the goals by evaluating the measures taken in committees. And then the recommendation was of the executive committee that other committees look at best practices used within the codex system and apply these in order to speed up the work. So with that, the first activity evaluation looking at the different approaches used was completed, and the second one was recommended by the executive committee and is still ongoing. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Secretariat, for explaining. I hope that was a relevant response to the Cuban request for clarification. Seems to be the case. Thank you. So we move on to activity number 3.8, Streamlined Codex Commodity Work. Any comments from the room? That doesn't seem to be the case. Thank you. Then we proceed to goal 4. Promoting cooperation between CODEX and other relevant international organizations. And the first activity, 4.1, is track the activities of other international standard-setting bodies, a continuing effort. Any comments on that? No, thank you. 4.2, encourage CODEX contributions to the work of other international bodies, also a continuing effort. Any comments? No. Thank you. Activity 4.3, encourage contribution from other international bodies in CODEX work. Any comments on that one? No, thank you. 4.4, consider cooperation with other relevant international intergovernmental organizations. Comments? No, thank you. 4.5, promote interdisciplinary coordination at the national and regional level. Comments? No, thank you. Then we proceed to goal 5, promoting maximum and effective participation of members, where the first activity, 5.1, is promote enhanced participation of developing countries in CODEX. Also a continuing activity and effort. Any comments from delegates? That doesn't appear to be the case. Thank you. 5.2, promote effective use of written comments in the CODEX process. There are no comments. Thank you. 5.3, evaluate effectiveness of CODEX committee sessions held in developing countries. Any remarks on that? No. Thank you. 5.4, strengthen CODEX contact points and national CODEX committees. Any comments on that? No. 5.5, enhance participation of non-governmental organizations at international, regional, and national levels. Any comments? No. 5.6, enhance communication about CODEX work at international and national levels. Any comments? No. That was the last activity. That means we have carried out the work on the present strategic plan. And on the present ongoing work of establishing the coming strategic plan, I think it has already been explained by the chair at the beginning of the session that it is in the process. We have been discussing it at length in the executive committee, and we have decided on a procedure on how to go on, which means that we have asked the delegation to collect information, to get points of views amongst the members of the executive committee, which will create the basis for further discussion, and it will be taken up in the next executive committee. And the activities will be collected by the United States, and we are grateful to thank the United States for taking on board that effort. United States, please.
Thank you, Chair. The United States, as the representative for North America, is pleased to take on the task of developing the first draft of a new strategic plan. As Codex moves forward with this strategic planning, it's important to once again underscore the importance of science in both our planning and our decision-making. As we reflect on the last few days, I want to give a few examples that are illustrative of the need to remember the scientific underpinnings of Codex. The key to scientific decision-making is a transparent, orderly process, both in standard setting and in how standards are interpreted and used. With regard to the adoption of the guidelines for the control of Campylobacter and salmon and the amendment to the Code of Practice for Fish and Fishery Products, the United States is pleased that the Commission adopted these standards and requests insertion in the record that, according to these texts, the country of production is the recognized competent authority who can approve the use of decontaminants. The United States looks forward to input from members as we draft and refine the new strategic plan, which will set the course for Codex through 2019. Thank you, Chair, and I ask that my remarks be included in the report.
Thank you, United States. I think we have a comment from the Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's not so much comment, but of course the comments on the strategic plan we will include in this decision, in this discussion. However, we are not entirely clear because it seemed there was the delegation of the United States made a comment on an issue we had discussed, which was Campylobacter and the Fish and Fishery Products Committee item. So we had discussed that under another item, so we are not entirely clear whether it should be in this specific item which is on the strategic plan, or if you're asking to go back to the discussion we had under the adoption of the items, or if it's another specific issue, just to be very clear on what we would need to do in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. Could the United States clarify? I'm sure that we agree that what we put in the report at this point is what concerns the upcoming work with the strategic plan. Please, United States.
Well, I think the point was that the strategic plan, which takes us through 2019, needs to take into account how we make decisions and how we our transparency, our process, how our standards are interpreted and used, and we use this as an example and thought that it was relevant to our planning.
Thank you, United States. Before we try to comment on it, I would like to give the floor to Japan. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan supports the procedures recommended by the Executive Committee met last week for the development of the revised strategic plan for 2014 to 2019. In Codex, effective participation of all Codex members is becoming ever more important for food safe and fair food trade. Therefore, Japan suggests that Goal 5 of strategic plan need to be well investigated. We ask one point for clarification of paragraph 121 of the report of the Executive Committee. We would like to know whether member countries are also allowed at this stage to submit comments for consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. I would like to give the floor to Poland. Poland, please.
Thank you, Chair. I just got a question because I thought that your intention was not to hold the discussion on the future strategic plan. So if you could clarify what we are going to do now, we'll be very...
Thank you, Poland. My plan was certainly not to take up a discussion about the upcoming strategic plan or any elements in it. My plan was only to introduce the procedure that has been adopted in the executive committee. So I really hope that we can agree that we do not take a substantial discussion of it here and try to include substantive elements in the discussion. Simply, I really urge that we could just put in the report that the Commission took note of the plans that were set up in the Executive Committee, which is simply to organize the work the way I have described. I hope the United States can agree to that, and we can note with satisfaction in the report that they are ready to take on board the work of compiling the elements for the work of the upcoming strategic plan. I would like to pass the floor to Norway. Norway, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The microphone is not working. I sincerely support your conclusion here, Mr. Chairman, and I think it's a bit premature to include any comments or statements from any members now, since we're not having the discussions now. So if you can just confirm that you will not have any statement in the report, that would be okay for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. I'd like to pass the floor to Brazil. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We also were thinking that there will be discussion on this topic, and particularly on the document CCXEC 11/65/4. And in case there are no discussions on this document, I would like some clarification whether by taking note of the non-discussion of this issue, this document would be somehow accepted by the Commission. Thank you. It's not being accepted.
Thank you. Brazil, the way I introduced the document or the plan, my intention certainly was that I only wanted to inform about the procedure that has been agreed in the executive committee. And obviously, at a later stage, there will be all possibilities for any member state to comment on the strategic plan after the initial work has been carried out in the procedure being decided upon in the executive committee. When a real draft for a new plan has been developed in that context, then it will certainly be circulated for comments for all member states. So there will be chance later on in the process. And finally, obviously, the strategic plan has to be decided upon in the commission, so where everybody will have chances to comment on it. So this was really the intention. Obviously, any delegation can make the comment they want in this room. I'm not going to stop them, but I'm just asking for your indulgence that we could agree that we only take notes of this plan and then we take all the substantial discussions later on. I think it would be the best solution. I really don't want to close or to stop any arguments, but we do not have very much time left, and there are certain agenda points left on the agenda, which I'm sure a number of delegations would like to discuss. So if the Commission could agree that we do like, I suggest it would be the best for everything, for everybody, I think. There will be all the chances to comment on all the substances later on, both for the way it's structured, the content, whatever, of the strategic plan. That is obviously an issue for everybody. Is that agreeable to the Commission? It seems to be the case. There's nobody raising the flag. So that will be my conclusion. So I thank everybody for taking on board that. I know it's a very brief way to do it, but we really would like to give time, ample time for discussion of the last items on the agenda. That means we have finalized agenda item 12, and that also means that I'm going to leave this chair. I will give the word to my vice chair colleague, Ben Manindo. But before I do that, I just want to make 30 seconds of comments of the fact that we have now, everybody knows that by hard work, elected a new team for the Bureau of the Commission. I'm quite sure that we have elected a very good and a very efficient team that will be good for all of us, and I enjoy to work with them in the future. But it also means that this is my last moment on this chair. So I just want to say to everybody that it has been a lot of hard work, a lot of extra work for my personal situation. But it has been worth it. It has been a joy to work with it, to get into the machine room, as we call it in my country, and it has been a pleasure to work with all of you. It's really so I would encourage anybody who like Codex work to seek a membership of the Bureau in the future. So I would like to thank everybody for good cooperation, and I hope that you can bear with my little language ellipses in between. So thank you, everybody.